Welcome to the World News. World News keeps you updated news around the nations. Today's topic is foreign students must leave US if classes go online. International students will be forced to leave the US or find a different college if their schools offer classes entirely online this fall. The new guidelines from US Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, put more pressure on universities to reopen despite concerns about the spread of COVID-19 among young adults. Colleges were told the new rules on the day that many, including Harvard University, announced that all classes will be offered remotely. Under the new rules, international students must take at least some of their classes in person. And new visas will not be given to students who want to study at schools that are entirely online. The American Council on Education said the guidelines are horrifying and will result in confusion as schools look for ways to reopen safely. One big concern is that students won't be exempt from the rules even if an outbreak forces their school to go entirely online. It's not clear what would happen to a student in that situation if they couldn't travel to their home country either, said Terry Hartle, the council's senior vice president. The international education group NAFSA criticized the rules and said schools should be given the authority to make decisions that are right for their own students. It said the guidelines are harmful to international students and that they put the health and well-being of the entire higher education community at risk. President Donald Trump wants schools and colleges to return to in-person classes as soon as possible. Soon after the guidelines were released, Trump repeated on Twitter that schools must reopen, adding that Democrats want to keep schools closed for political reasons, not for health reasons. They think it will help them in November. Wrong, the people get it. Trump wrote, referring to the upcoming US presidential elections.